Are you wondering why your marketing isn't working or not sure why customers aren't clicking buy?
Imagine turning that around in just 5 minutes. As a listener of this podcast, you know we help you make your marketing easy and make it work.
And our very own Donald Miller has put together a free video series called the 5-Minute Marketing Makeover. These three videos are going to help you clarify your message so you can get the results from your marketing you deserve.
You'll learn why customers aren't buying from you, five ways to make your sales message clearer and more compelling, and how to improve your website so it actually drives sales.
After watching, you'll be able to make simple changes to increase your revenue. You'll get marketing secrets used by the world's top brands, and you'll be able to do it all in just 5 minutes. Don't let a confusing message ruin your business.
Get free access to the videos right now at storybrand.com/marketing.
What is it that you want to accomplish through your marketing? What does success look like? If you don't establish where you're headed, you're not going to know how to get there. So you need to have solid, measurable goals so you know if your marketing is being effective. Because when you understand how you're getting there, what you will do is target the right customers at the right time in the right places, which means the people who need your product the most will have access to it. I'm about to start the show. Hello, Hero Maker. Welcome to the Marketing Made Simple podcast, powered by StoryBrand and brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, where we believe your marketing should be easy and it should work. I am your host, Dr. JJ Peterson, and I am joined by my co-host, April Sunshine Hawkins. Hi, April.
Well, hello, JJ. And hello, Hero Maker.
April, you are in a stand-up comedy class right now.
I am.
You are?
It's true. It
makes me really happy.
I am so terrible.
I doubt that. I mean, I think everybody when they're starting out in stand-up is really horrible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Learning something new.
Yes.
It is a process.
Yes.
And I mean, I do have some skill sets that like transfer over to it, but that's also like a blessing and a curse because it's like, I know too much because I know what's really good. And then I know that what I write isn't good, but it's like, that's part of the process.
I mean,
just like getting up and trying it out. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm doing it is so that I like give some of my parts that like think we have to be perfect all the time. Like, guess what? We don't.
Yes.
Like, let's just write something. Let's put it out there. Let's bomb and survive. And look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us go.
And you say that, but you also did get a standing ovation at your last.
Well, I peaked in week three. Week four, bomb.
Not so
again.
Much. Yeah, but week three, you got a standing ovation. I'd love that you bombed in week four. That makes me happy. Only not for you, but just because like I love that moment for everybody when they're learning and going through the process.
Oh, yeah.
And you really are like a learner. Like, I mean, you're very funny. I mean, period. I think you're very funny. Otherwise, we wouldn't be friends.
Well, I have a good sense of humor.
Yes. No, I think you're
easily.
Also very funny. And and so it makes sense, but also it's like one of those things that's really outside of your comfort zone.
Yes.
You've also taken improv comedy classes.
That's right.
You've also not that long ago took voice lessons.
That's right.
And it's not in none of it that I've heard you say is for you to be like a professional performer who's out there like touring the world doing stand-up comedy. It's to learn and try new things.
That's right.
And you and I do this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You and I try to do stuff like this. Like you and I took a cheese making class.
It was incredible.
Yes.
We have never been able to replicate what we were able to do with Linda by our side.
Yes.
But
Linda helped us make some amazing cheeses. And then I bought all the equipment. I went all in and bought every single piece of this stupid equipment, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And my cheese, the only cheese I made, was so horrible. I mean, it was so bad.
It's okay. It's okay. It's not a big deal. Bombing in cheese making, also fine.
Yeah, it is. And because for us, I think a lot of it is not about like, do I wish I could be a professional cheesemaker? Kind of.
Yes.
But it's about learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about expanding my experiences and my knowledge and getting to see different perspectives of the world. Like even just spending the day, you and I spent the day with Linda and learned about her life and how she got into this space. And when you're doing improv, you're with a whole new group of people who you would never have met before other than this moment. And it allows us to grow and learn and sometimes fail, but we can learn from that failure and then ultimately help other people with that and all of that. And you and I do this. I mean, we're constantly listening to other people's podcasts. We're reading articles. We're meeting with experts in the field and learning from them and have just seen the value over and over and over of putting ourselves in a position of being learners. I would say that that has been the thing for me that has helped me grow the most is walking into situations with humility and saying, teach me. Like, share your experience with me and being open to new learning opportunities every step of the way.
Absolutely. Putting myself in an environment where I don't know everything, oh, it's so good, A, for my brain. And then B, I'm going to incorporate a lot of different things into my life. And it makes my life more colorful, more textured, more vibrant, just because I'm learning something new. And I know that this is like so 101, you know, whenever you're in this position. But going down a journey and learning something for a while, you know, like I started those voice lessons like a couple years ago. I've been doing therapy, you know, now for 5 years. And wow, like just to look back at where I started and where I am now, the lessons I've learned are just infinite and they're interwoven into the fabric of who I am as a person now. And it's really, really fun to, you know, continue to weave.
Yeah.
I guess is for a lack of a better term.
And one of the areas that we do that in our lives, so we do that kind of artistically and expanding our mind and opportunities, but one of the ways that we continue to learn is through this podcast. I mean, we get to talk to some of the people who have inspired and impressed us so much over the years, and it's a really easy way to just be like, hey, can we go to coffee over Zoom for like a half hour and I can just learn from you? I mean, that's the part like I love so much is it's all these people who I've seen do amazing things and I can just, I have a reason to reach out to them now without being awkward and be like, can we be friends and just hang out? But yeah. I can actually have them on the podcast and learn from them. And we've learned from so many different people. And we thought that we could create a series where we could bring in some of our StoryBrand certified guides who have been in the program for more than 5 years. Because if they've been in the program for more than 5 years, it means that they've at least been in marketing for 5 years, but most of them had their own marketing agencies and businesses for many years before that. Some of them go back 20, 30 years of doing marketing. So we wanted to bring them on and just say, what is one thing that you've learned about marketing? You know, because they've learned so many, so it's hard to say, you know, what's the one thing? No, not the one thing. What is one thing that you've learned over the years that not only has shaped now how you create marketing for other people, but shaped the way you do business? Because I think we can all learn from those moments, from people who have been in it for a long time. You and I have been doing the marketing game for more than 10 years. You know, we've both been in this space for more than a decade. But even people who've been in, there's been people who've been in it longer and shorter who we can still learn from. And so we thought, let's start with our StoryBrand certified guys who've been in for more than 5 years, because these are some of our favorite people. We've watched them learn and grow themselves and just said, come and share with our audience what it is that you've learned that can help us shape the way that we do business.
And so, Hero Maker, I can't wait for you to hear how Jenna Gribble answers this question of like, what's one thing that you've learned about marketing? She is one of our favorite StoryBrand certified guides. You might have heard her on our podcast before, back in episode number 37, What You Need to Make Your Website Work. She's an incredible graphic artist. Helps bring brands to life. And what she has to share today is really going to inspire you to take action. That's really what this podcast is all about. We want to help you make your marketing easy and make it work. And we want you to actually do things.
And one of the things she talks about that she does and really challenges us to do is clarify our message at the beginning. And because she goes into this a little bit in the interview, I want to talk about the tool that she uses to really understand who her customer is and how to communicate with them. She uses a StoryBrand brand script. And the brand script is a tool that we use to capture all of the talking points for your marketing. It all kind of lives in that one place. And you can access a complete digital version of a brand script for free at storybrand.com/SB7. It's an opportunity to really help you clarify your message and create talking points around your customer story before you start creating any marketing collateral. And that's what Jenna talks about in this episode.
So let's just get right to it. Here's JJ's conversation with Jenna Gribble.
Jenna, thanks so much for coming back on the podcast. So good to see you.
Thanks for having me. It's great to see you too.
I love your business name. Let's tell everybody what your business name is.
Thank you. It's called Blush Cactus. We're a boutique marketing and branding agency helping businesses build badass brands.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah. We love to help our clients like stand out and inspire trust with authentic, consistent branding across and marketing across all of their channels.
I love that so much. And you've been doing, I'll brag on you a little bit. You guys do such amazing work and you're so fantastic
Thank
at your
you.
Job. And also you're just really fun to be around and be and work with. And so we wanted to bring you on, share a little bit about what you do, but also because you've been doing this for 15 years, I know that you have learned a number of different lessons over that season, I'm sure, that have not only changed the way that you work, but also changed things for your clients. And I think by sharing maybe just one thing that you've learned over the past 15 years that could really be beneficial for our listeners, I think they would get a ton of value out of it. And so I just want to ask you the question, Jenna, what's one thing you've learned about marketing?
Oh, man. One thing. Okay. You're going to make me do one thing.
Yep. Got to narrow it
in. Okay. So this I think is the biggest thing, not just the one thing, but the biggest thing. But we noticed that when clients would come to us, they're chomping at the bit to jump straight into the tactics to get the website done, because those are the main pain points, right? They're like, I'm kind of embarrassed to send people to my website because it's super outdated or it just doesn't say what we do anymore. And what I have learned is backing up to the strategy behind their marketing and branding before we even jump into tactics is absolutely pivotal and key. It helps make everything, strategy saves even more time and money and compounds the clarity that StoryBrand will bring to their business beyond anything else.
Yeah, we see that all the time. Like we see all the time, like I need an email campaign. I need a website. We're going to launch a podcast. We're going to do all these different things. Or I already hired somebody to do SEO, or I'm working with a social media brand who's getting us out there and getting reels and stories, popping on the different platforms. And they've got all this stuff going. And frankly, they've paid a lot of money to those things to get them going.
Exactly.
But it's like, whoa, let's slow down a little bit. Like, slow down and get some strategy first. And so when we say strategy, what do you mean? When you say strategy, people should focus on strategy first. What do you mean by strategy?
Yeah. So it's like if I kind of zoom into one of the areas of the brand script, which is the plan, right? You can't have a clear path without a plan. So strategy really is the building block or the foundation. So if you're building a house, you don't want to build it on quicksand. You want to build it on a solid foundation. And so strategy is the plan that we use to guide absolutely everything. And it's multifaceted. There's a lot of things that go into strategy. It's amazing how many businesses don't really have goals in mind. They just know that they want to make more sales. They want to have, we want revenue to increase, but that's the only goal. It's like, well, there's a lot of different things that we could improve with great marketing. It could be your reach on social media. It could be we want to grow your email list. And these are kind of some things that people just don't think about. It's also like, let's define before we jump into the brand script and craft a marketing message, let's define like, who are you? How do you show up, your personality? Because otherwise, if it doesn't sound like you, how are you going to build trust that it's actually you, right? So it's personality, it's voice and tone, it's your positioning, what makes you unique. It's basically setting out your promise, figuring out what your promise is, and then how you're going to deliver on that promise. So it's multifaceted, but those are some of the biggest things. Also, knowing who you're talking to is also like your ideal client is key.
I love that because, again, I think that's why we always say that people waste enormous amounts of money on marketing. And I think it's because they don't do those things in the beginning. There's a lot of pressure on us in the business world and in the marketing world to get leads quickly, get sales quickly, jumpstart things. And marketing and sales are the two places that people look when things are not going well, right? And so absolutely. Everybody's like, okay, well, we have to change the website. We have to do all this. We have to throw all this stuff out. But when you don't pause first and identify what your actual message is, what your actual positioning is, I mean, you're just going to basically put more noise in the marketplace. If you don't identify who your customer is and how you want to speak to them. And then I think for me that one of the pieces that's really huge of what you just mentioned was the idea of what are your goals? Like, how do we actually know how to measure if what we're putting together is successful or not? I was just talking to somebody yesterday who had some professors come to them. So she runs a marketing agency and she had some professors who want to be thought leaders out there come to her and say, we want to hire you to do marketing. And she goes, what's a good number of emails for them to have? And I was like, well, let's back up for a second here. Are they selling anything? And she goes, no. Do they want to sell anything in the future? And she goes, no. And I go, okay, well, why are they going to pay you $5,000 to do something for them when they don't even know what their goals are in this? They just want to be Insta-famous? You know, like, what is it?
Yeah.
And so that, I would say, if they don't have any goals and they're going to pay a marketer $5,000 to $10,000 for a website and for campaigns and lead generators with nothing to sell or no goals of what it means to be successful, then there is no strategy in that marketing and it won't do. It's just going to frustrate everybody. It's going to frustrate the marketer and it's going to frustrate the client because they just spent a ton of money that didn't do anything because they didn't know what they wanted it to do. So that kind of stuff, I think, is just so huge. Really stopping ahead of time and going, who are we talking to? What's the message we're putting out there? What are our goals? And then maybe the website is not the first thing you need to dive into. I mean, it is, but maybe it's not. Yeah.
That's it right there.
Entrepreneurs on Fire is hosted by John Lee Dumas and is available now on the HubSpot Podcast Network. Entrepreneurs on Fire stokes inspiration and shares strategies to fire up your entrepreneurial journey and create the life you've always dreamed of. If you're wanting to learn more about entrepreneurship, this show is for you. If you like fast-paced and packed with value stories that you can learn from directly, this show is also for you. Check out the recent episode titled February 2024 Income Report, where John Lee Dumas shares a transparent behind-the-scenes look at the ups and downs of running a seven-figure business. Through hearing about his mistakes, lessons learned, and wins, you'll be inspired and motivated to take action in your business with just one step forward every single day. He even gives a link with free and direct access to his company's income report. So listen to Entrepreneurs on Fire wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that I'm a dad of a teenager, I am very often told that I am either on or off trend. I wake up in the morning and it is a really right away going, oh no, you can't wear that when you walk out the door. And I'm like, what? I thought that this is what everybody was wearing. It's true when it comes to my clothes. And it also is true with marketing strategies. They come and they go and they come back again. Who can even keep up? Luckily, there's HubSpot's 2024 State of Marketing Report. It's the all-in-one guide for what's happening this year and how marketers can best approach it all. I found it incredibly helpful. In fact, it really showed me that you need to keep your marketing personal, even in the midst of all the changes that are happening with AI. I even posted about it on LinkedIn and wrote about it. You can find it there, or you can go to HubSpot.com/stateofmarketing to get your free copy of the report. Don't get caught behind the trends. Visit HubSpot.com/stateofmarketing to get your free copy of the report. And now, back to the show.
a lot of times clients will come in and they'll say, this is exactly what we need. And I'm like, you think that you need that, but maybe you don't. A lot of times as business owners, when we look at our business, it's like reading a label from the inside of the bottle. And so the symptoms that we're feeling, we try to prescribe the solution, you know, the medicine that's going to make everything better. And that might not be the first thing. Maybe before we do the medicine, we need to back up and think like, okay, strategically, is this really where we're putting all of our money? Because we as Story Brand Guides and you at Story Brand, like not wasting any more money and time and energy into things that just are not going to work. Because that is the most frustrating thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That nothing makes me more mad. Even when we in the past, I think early on in my marketing career, I made some of those mistakes, right? Like I was like, yeah, they need a website and we just dive in because that's what they told me they needed. And I didn't do that strategy and it didn't go well. It didn't go well. And I learned from that experience to be able to say like, oh, we have to get this stuff down first. Was there a moment, kind of a learning moment for you that really like tipped this and really drove it home for you?
Yes. So very similar to you. There have been so many times where we're just very eager to jump in and say, oh, you know exactly what you need. Let me help you win the day. Because this is at the end of the day, everything that I want you to be doing or I want to be doing for you. And so we had a client come to us a few years ago and they were like, we know exactly what we want. We want our website. We are really successful and we want to turn our website now into a sales and marketing machine. And I was like, wow, I love that. Like, I want to help you turn your website into a sales and marketing machine. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, sounds fantastic
and
to me.
And they were like, what we really want to do is help make our website a sales tool. So we want to put our pricing on the website so that he's like, one of the things I loved about you is you had kind of like your minimum pricing and that transparency is something we love. I'm like, great, cool. And so they, of course, had kind of a constrained budget. And so I was like, you know what? I feel like I can make this work for them because they know exactly what they need. And so we're just going to deliver. They seem to know their business really well. And we're just going to, boom, deliver. And we did. And he calls me up. We did a beautiful website. And he calls me up like 3 months later. And he's like, Jenna, our website, we are getting no people. People are not booking with us. We don't know what's going on, like why, but I think we need to like burn this down and redo it. And I was like, okay, hold on a second. Let's back up here and figure out what's going on. So we were digging into their analytics and it was like, oh, you're getting a lot of traffic. This is good, but they're not converting. So what's going on? And so it forced me to take a step back and get on some strategic pathway with this client of, oh, guess what? You're a premium brand. Your prices are a little higher. And so therefore, it might be turning people off to even stepping foot into your brick and mortar for you to like sell them. And so we strategically figured, we went back to strategy. Who is your customer? Your premium brand? What should we be doing? We changed that part of the site and bam, it was like things just started cooking again for them. And because they were able to entice with the website, connect with that customer, and then get people in the door where they could make the sale there. So it was like we kind of didn't need to make the website the sales and marketing machine. They already were that.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if, again, you know, a lot of times people think they know who their audience is because they've been successful in business. It's not bad. But then you start thinking, oh, we look, especially this is a mistake I think a lot of people make. We look to other brands and go, that worked for them. That's got to work for us. And if you don't have that strategy, because that's what they did with you, right? They're like, oh, this brand, you know, puts their prices up there. So that must work for all brands. And if you,
exactly.
And I hear this all the time, because like even with social media stuff and websites and different things. And if you're looking outside of yourself and don't really understand your own story and your own customers, then you are going to make some of those mistakes. And if you don't do that strategically first, then again, you're just throwing money at a problem that the wrong problem in many ways. How do you feel like that, even like that moment changed the way you do business?
It honestly makes it so that we don't let people even or businesses start anything without strategy. We have a marketing blueprint that we take people through to build on all of these foundational elements of their business, including starting with the goals. Like had I started with, okay, I know the goal is to drive sales here. But at the end of the day, like, who are your customers? You know, if I had gone there first with them in terms of like, oh, okay, we have some premium pricing and we have a premium they were like in the heart of Hollywood area, LA. And so it was like they were attracting a lot of actors and high-end individuals. And so it's like, okay, we need to, had we been able to start with that, we would have had more success with them. And so now we won't let anyone pass go or collect 200 without doing strategy first.
Yeah. So smart. So smart. And even if it does cost a little bit extra, that's worth it. Like, cause that, you know, I think that we get down to it and sometimes it's like, well, we're going to do these people a little bit of a favor and help them out. So maybe we'll cut a corner here. But once you've been in the business as long as we have, you learn after doing that early on, you go, yeah, that's never going to be good. It's never.
Yeah.
We know what works now. And it, even if somebody is wants us to cut corners, we can't. We just can't cut those corners because we know what works. This is why I wanted you to come on, because this is you really being the guide, right? This is you truthfully looking for, how do I help my customer succeed the best? What are the steps I need to take to help them win? Instead of cutting quarters for yourself and making things shorter, tighter, you're like, no, we're going to go to strategy first, because I know when we do strategy first, when we establish who our customer is, when we establish our brand and how we're going to talk about ourselves, and we set actual goals to be able to measure success, then we know if it's working or not. And by doing that and taking those steps, you allow your heroes, your customers to win. And, you know, we say this on the podcast all the time, but that's what makes you a great guide. And so thank you so much for coming on today and for sharing and helping everybody just learn these lessons now that you had to learn, you know, years ago, but helping us so that we don't have to keep making those same mistakes and learning those same lessons. So thank you so much for being with us today.
I am happy to provide any insight and help anyone avoid those mistakes and make life easier for themselves. So thank you for having me on.
Okay, Hero Maker, now you have permission to actually start every single one of your marketing campaigns with strategy. Get that message clear, identify who your customer is and what your brand wants to say, and establish clear goals. And if you are still feeling stuck trying to figure out how to apply the StoryBrand framework into your marketing, you can hire a StoryBrand certified guide like Jenna Gribble. Just go to marketingmadesimple.com to hire a guide that will show you how to clarify your message and create marketing that works. All right, Hero Maker, it is time to apply everything you learned with this week's actionable step. A practical step from today's conversation you can immediately use to shape your marketing and clarify your message. Like Jenna said, you want to start with strategy, but the specific thing I want you to do for an actionable step this week is establish clear goals. What is it that you want to accomplish through your marketing? What does success look like? If you don't establish where you're headed, you're not going to know how to get there. So you're going to waste a ton of time on your messaging. You're going to waste a ton of time on creating tactics and new tools that may or may not actually move the marker towards your goals. So if you know that your goal is to actually grow your brand on Instagram, then focusing on your website right away may not be the thing that you want to do. You may want to actually focus on Instagram or LinkedIn first. The reality is, you may not even need Instagram. You think you need to build your brand, but you don't have to. Maybe you do need to focus on your website first, but you don't know any of that if you don't know what you're trying to accomplish. You need to have solid, measurable goals so you know if you're marketing is being effective. So for this week's actionable step, stop right now and go, what are our goals for our marketing pieces in this quarter? Start with the quarter. Don't worry about the whole year. Just start with the quarter, make it small, and say, what are we trying to accomplish this quarter? Then when you establish where you're headed, you can actually begin developing the strategy to get there. But just throwing money at tools and tactics is not going to get you where you want to be. Establish clear and measurable goals for this quarter, and that is going to be able to help you focus on what you need to do to get there. Because when you understand how you're getting there, what you will do is target the right customers at the right time in the right places, which means the people who need your product the most will have access to it. And they will then be able to buy it to solve their problems and become the hero of their own journey. That's what makes you a great guide, and that's what makes you a hero maker. Well, that's all for this week's episode of Marketing Made Simple. Thank you so much for listening and believing like us that your marketing should be easy and it should work. Follow Marketing Made Simple wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you found this episode valuable, please rate and review the show, letting us know how these tips are clarifying your message and growing your business. We'll see you next week. Hey, you cannot stop me. You cannot stop me. Go.